Here's a highlight from Lita Tan, president of Anew Global Consulting and part of the Inogen Alliance leadership team. She touches on the evolving role of EHS compliance over the past decade and emphasizes its expansion to a broader global perspective.
So to me, to Anew, rethinking EHS has a broader implication. Traditionally, say 10 years ago, most of our services are on site-specific health and safety and environmental compliance. And with the time change, and I think with the global market and also the value chain getting more and more important onto a lot of companies' sustainability map, EHS compliance is much broader now. EHS is about their global coverage. It is not just their factory. It's their global supply chain. What's upstream? What's downstream? And how it's made. And compliance in various countries, laws are different. So a compliance may mean different things. But to us, to help big brands with large global coverage of supply chain, EHS is a lot more about having a consistency, having one standard or having one protocol. And also it goes beyond your factory boundary. It is, for example, for on the safety side, instead of saying this chemical is safe or meets a compliance, a lot of companies are going beyond just is it safe for the workers? Can we use less? Is there a better alternative for that particular hazardous chemical? So we're getting into the space of green chemistry. So the compliance becomes one more step as to what more can we do to help protect the workers and not just merely meeting whatever the local compliance regulation is. So that's the sort of the global coverage. And also, as I said earlier, it's the supply chain. So what companies' EHS policy is really getting to the space on sustainability is that as you are meeting environmental compliance, are there materials? Are there water they're using? Are they impacting the local watershed where your products are made? And can you decrease the water usage? Can you increase your energy efficiency? You know, there might be an energy shortage there. Can you use more renewable energy? So the environmental compliance is going beyond just meeting the local regulation. It's really looking at how do you efficiently manage and encourage your supply chain to go beyond the mere compliance, but to look at energy efficiency, water efficiency, material use efficiency, and also having a worker voice into the process. And so it is a lot more dynamic. So our companies and Inogen's network comes in is that we not only know the local regulation, but we are a network of sustainability professionals where we can bring and help a lot of our clients go beyond the mere compliance, but go beyond and to meet the sustainability goals, which will eventually become a requirement.